You ever seen the Kentucky Derby? You ever see when they bring the racehorses up to the line? You ever see that when they're trying to get them in the gates? Have you, anybody ever watched that before? You know how they're like, that's me. If you ever seen those horses when they're getting in the gate, I'm ready. And I hope you're ready, okay? When I was little, I know you're not going to believe this, but I had ringworm when I was like in kindergarten.
I believe you.
Really? That's probably why I'm bald. But anyway, it makes round sores on your head, and so I went to the doctor. Now I'm like five years old. I mean, kindergarten, right? That's five, right? It's close. I go there, and so the doctor's in there. They go, this is what they said. We gotta take some stuff off from up there. We're gonna use a needle and a shot thing. And the guy brought that into the room. Now, that looked like, I'm telling you, the needle looked like the shot thing was huge to me. And so I automatically went into this self-defense thing. I didn't know I was like this, but my adrenaline must have like went off the chart, because they brought in like five people to hold me down to do that. They did. They grabbed like every limb and held my head and laid across me. And then I did it. But anyway, what I'm talking about this morning, you know, shots are painful. But sometimes we have. This morning, I want to give you guys a shot. I want to, with a big needle. And I want to, you know, I went to the doctor. I said, I want to, my wife told me not to tell all this story, so I won't. But I went to the doctor and I said, I want, you know, he wanted to give me a shot. You ever been that sick lately where he wanted to give you a shot? I was sick. They want to give me a shot. I had a cold, whatever. We got to give you a shot. I said, okay. You know how I feel about shots, right? Anybody know? So I said, okay, I'll take it in my arm. He said, No. You know how I feel about shots? Anyway, but they're good for you, right? I mean, it helps everything get in there quicker. I want to give you a shot this morning. The word in the Bible is exhortation. That's exhortation. You know what that is? That's an urgent plea. That's an urgent, I want to give you that. I want to give you that urgency this morning. I want to exhort you. If somebody poke me, I'm going to jump. So I hope you're exhorted today. I want you to know, I'm going to say some redundant words. I'm going to say some redundant words. You are going to get nothing new today. I promise, I'm not going to give you anything new. It's already been said. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. These words are available for us. They've been written down. They've been repeated for thousands of years. We're going to go and look at them a little bit today. So if you will, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13. I've been going to church my adult life since I was, even younger. But I've been going to church faithful. I've seen a lot of church people. When you go to church, that's what you see. Church people. And you know what? There's a lot of things that we do every week, every day that are what I would call habit, right? We're going to smile. Maybe sometimes we don't even feel like it. We're going to do things sometimes without feeling. If I had the greatest words in the whole world and I could say them to you this morning, and I've heard, you've been around a long time, haven't you heard some wonderful speakers?
Amen.
Yeah, and if I could do that, it'd be so great. And if I was super smart, you know how I know a smart person? This is how I know. When they can take something really difficult and explain it to somebody like me. That's smart. You got to be smart to do that. So, I could be smart. And if you've seen the people that have great faith, you know, I remember seeing people stand up and make great claims and do things. And I've seen God move. And I've also seen people in church that I didn't feel were very loving. I didn't feel they loved very good. Have you ever met church people that you think, oh man, something's not right, right? Beautiful singing voice or whatever they have, but there's no love. I'm gonna say some redundant words. I'm going to say some redundant words. These are redundant. 1 Corinthians 13 says this. Well, let's go up just a couple of verses earlier than that. Let's go to 27. This talks about us. Now you are the body of Christ. Okay, this is chapter 12, verse 27. Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. You are all members of the body. We're all the body and you are all particular members. Okay, got it? And God has set some in the church, first apostles, second prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. And then he asks a question, are we all apostles? Are we all fingers? Are we all toes, right? No, we're not all those things. We have our particular work. But look what he says. Verse 31, then he goes on to, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show unto you a more excellent way. This morning with the shot, I want to show you a more excellent way. Okay, we know the gifts. We know good stuff in church, and I want to give you a more excellent way. I think it's totally impossible to talk about biblical friendship if we don't understand if we don't have a good understanding of what love is. If we don't understand what love is, we're not going to understand biblical friendship. It's never going to do anything. It's never going to count. Okay, so chapter 13 says this, though I speak with tongues of men, and we've already talked about that, about the speaking, right? Though I have all knowledge. Let's save my page, hang on. I'm smart. I have great faith. I'm a giver. Read those verses. That's what it says. Look at all the way to verse 3. All these things, wouldn't you think this was like the greatest Christian person ever in your life? Wouldn't you think that was they're super smart. They give all their goods away. Here. They've given everything away. Wouldn't you think? No way. Indian. But wouldn't you think that was great? And they even sacrificed their body. This person is ready to give up their life. Man. And look what it says at the end of verse 3. Don't miss this. This is in God's Word. I'm not making this up. It profits nothing. You get nothing out of it. Nothing. I don't care how much church, I don't care how much money you put in the church today. If you don't do it out of love, there's no profit in it. If I get up this morning and I stand in front of you and I teach you out of God's word and I don't love you, it profits nothing. Nothing. It's a waste of time. Shouldn't even do it. So, guess what? I love you. I love you. So I know, you know what? I know for sure there's going to be profit. Because I love you. I prayed for you last night. Yes, I did. Me and my wife. I got evidence or proof. We prayed for you. We prayed for you. And I prayed for you separate times other than that. I've had other people praying for you. I love you. I want you to get an exhortation today. I want you to hear some redundant words. And then this goes on to talk about all the things that love is. Yes, sir.
Let me just say real quick.
Please.
And Tracy, I'll quote her, but back in the day, a guy that we knew from a church, he was an older guy, this is going back to the 80s, he was a real active guy in the church, just, you know, a witnesser, all kinds of things. Just great guy, I really liked him. And he would call her and other people and just say, has anybody told you lately that they loved you? Mm. And that's why he called. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, what a phone call.
Yeah. I think that's great. I want to talk to you. I'm going to bounce off that and say this. I treat the word love way different. I feel like that word is way better than we give it sometimes. I don't love pizza. I like pizza a lot. I don't love my car. I don't love my house. I don't love my yard. I don't love... You get it? I only love people. I only love people. That's the only thing. Listen, think with me a minute. Put this on for a second and think. Jesus died for people. Think about that. He loved you. The Bible says God loved you so much, He gave His Son. Jesus died for people. Not a car, not your yard, not your food, not your... Do you understand? It, somebody says they love pizza and then they tell me they love me. I'm like... You know, I don't get it. I tell when people use the word love around me on the wrong thing, so if this ever happens, please forgive me. I say, man, love is a strong word. Isn't it? Love is a strong word. Love and hate, both. Listen, we need to love people. There's no profit if you don't love people. You can be the smartest, best speaker, right? Am I making this up? Are you guys getting this with me? Or we're on the same page, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's good when you go like this. Sometimes I look at people's faces. I'm just saying, I've taught a lot. Sometimes I look at people's faces and I don't know what they're thinking. And then I don't know. Hey, where am I somewhere? Are they counting the ceiling tiles? That would really bother me. Don't count the ceiling tiles, please. Somebody's looking at them. I see them. But listen, I want you to know I'm telling you the truth, okay? Look, John 13, 34 and 35. Can somebody look that up and read it for me? If you got it already, it'd be great. You can be the first one to jump on it and say it out nice and loud. Because we are talking about love.
A new command I give you, love one another, as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
Man, did you guys hear that? Mm-hmm. I know we heard it, but did you hear it? It's kind of redundant words. Those were redundant words. Say it again, would you please?
A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
Did you guys hear something going over and over? Hey, is that red letter?
It is red.
Yeah, it is. What's that mean? Okay. That's kind of cool, too, when you can pick that out. It's red. That was Jesus talking. Love one another. Do you know... let me ask you guys a question. Most of you are parents, right? Are there some redundant things you say to your children? Oh, that hurts me. I can't tell you how many times I've said, turn those lights off. Anyway, why do you think God says some redundant things to us? What? Come on, go. Stay with me here. Why do you think God says some redundant things to us? I'll leave the door open. I'll leave the light on, right? Why?
We need to be reminded.
That's what I'm doing this morning. I'm reminding you. This is God's word. Is it possible we can come to church every week and miss loving someone who's right with us? Is that possible?
Yeah. So you may have all heard the opposite of love is not hate.
Right. The opposite of love is indifference.
Ooh.
And the definition of indifference.
Do you guys feel that?
Is lack of interest, lack of concern, and or lack of sympathy. Mm-hmm. And then it goes on to talk about also being unimportant. That's a huge, huge telling statement. Don't ever think that the opposite of love is hate. It's not.
Speak.
Yeah, I think in that scripture, John 13:34-35, one of the most important parts of that is the key word for you, as I.
That's right.
Because it kept Jesus is telling you how to love. In fact, it's not just love on another, it's love as I.
And with that, the love between the Father and Jesus. Listen, that's the way he loved us, as he was loved, and as he loved the Father. And he is our example. That's how we're supposed to love. All right, let's read. I want you to look at John chapter 15, verses 12 and 17. Verses 12 and 17. Somebody read one of them for me here, nice, loud.
My command is this, love each other as I have loved you.
Now, does that say suggestion? I'm sorry, I didn't really... Was that suggestion or what was it?
Command.
Oh, it was a command, okay.
And then you want 17?
Yeah, somebody can read 17 nice and loud.
These things I command you so that you will love one another.
Did that say suggestion or when you feel like it? No. Ha! Gotcha. You know what I know right now? That you may not be thinking, you have to love me. Some people are bumming out. I see me right now. You put your head down. Go ahead.
I'm saying it's interesting too because he said, by this all men will know that you love me. And then just two chapters later, he prays that we would have unity. And that's like the big thing. Like you said, have you ever met anyone in your church who... It's like prickly and doesn't love you. Like, I mean, that's how people see. Like, you've heard it before. Like, oh, that church, they're not very. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why it's so important that we love one another.
Correct. Now listen, I may not know you exactly perfectly today, right? You don't know me exactly perfectly, but you still have to love me. I read it. You have to love me. Yes. Ooh.
So there's a total.
I never read like. You're right. I didn't ever read like.
Yeah. So there's a totally different. Like you have to love people like Christ loves you, but you don't have to like what they do
mm-hmm.
or what they're about.
You know, you don't never condone what somebody's
right.
doing.
Right. So
if it's
you
bad,
you also have to take that into kind of thoughts of what you mean when you say, you know, I love you. But you also, if they're doing something that doesn't biblically stand, you also have to let them know. But I don't like or condone what you're doing. Because
and doing that is loving them.
That's loving
them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Telling someone the bridge is out, you know, that is a loving thing. You don't want them to go over the bridge. And I'm talking more about Christian people we're around. We know these. He was talking. You know, the disciples were sitting all with him right here. These are Christian people, supposed to be, you know, lovers of Christ. And then we can read what we're supposed to look like a little bit. We're supposed to suffer with people. So I'm going to tell something on myself. Okay, don't let it get out. I had this younger Christian guy over. He was in his 30s. And I spent some time with him. And as I'm with him, you know what I said to myself? This is me now. Don't judge me. I judged him. I said, man, this guy, he's got some problems. That's what I said to myself. Can you? He's got some problems. You know? Well, wait a minute. And then I said, and I was like, And then you know what I did? I thought about myself. When I was in my 30s, this guy was light years ahead of me. He was so far ahead of me. And then I thought about myself only a couple years ago. Like, whoa. Anyway, Yeah, all I had to do is look at myself a little bit, and it's way different when I look at someone else. But anyway, so don't judge me. I judge them. We are to be kind. We are not to puff ourselves up. We are to not envy. Look at verse 4. We don't behave unseemly. You know, unseemly means not acting right in a situation. Have you ever been in a situation, all of a sudden someone's like, and you're like, where did that come from? That's unseemly. Not to be unseemly. We're supposed to act seemly. We don't seek our own. We're not easily provoked. We don't think evil. We rejoice not in people's sins, but we rejoice in the truth. We bear all things, believe all things. This isn't just for a marriage ceremony. This is supposed to be between me and you. Love never fails. It endures all things. Look at chapter 14. He's already said that love is the greatest, but chapter 14, verse 1 says this, follow after love, desire spiritual gifts. But follow after love. All these other things will end, but we should edify and exhort men and comfort them. I'm trying to exhort you this morning. I'm saying some redundant words. I hope that this this lesson, I know we're being dumb, but I hope, listen, this is what I hope when we do this. When we learn about God's word and we talk about loving each other, my hope is that we love each other in this room. You got to love me. This is God's word. Okay. Yes, you do. Some people aren't liking it, but that's okay. You still have to. But I hope that we go out into the church. This is the thing. There are people out there that need you.
Amen.
Listen, we need people, and people need us. I think that was Brother Keith who said that the other week. But it's true. I need people, and people, the hard thing for a lot of us to believe is that people need us, right? We're always looking out like this. This, because this is the way we look. This is the way you got to put our eyes on the front of our head. So we're always looking out like this. And we see people and we think, oh man, that it's so nice to see them, you know? They do so much for me, right? You ever, am I by myself? Okay, you guys are with me, right? We see people and we think, their smile is so nice. Their spirit is so... Have you ever done that before? I talked to somebody else about that earlier. But right? Hey, listen. And we see them like that, right? Well, listen. There are people that see you that same way. That should encourage you. When you go out today, you should think that there are some people that see you as a great encouragement to them. Your face, your smile, your words are going to exhort someone. Okay? And I'm going to encourage you this. These are redundant words. These are redundant words because we need to hear them. We need to hear them. If we only needed to hear it once, I guarantee you it would only been in there one time. Right? Got it. God's not going to waste it, make the Bible heavier because he just wants to. Right? It's in there because we need it. Right? And the more we do it, and the more we read it, the more we'll get it. And I hope it helps. I hope this morning that God helps you get it. Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
Because it seems like we can not necessarily like certain things about people, but we are commanded to love them nonetheless. Can you describe the difference between liking them and loving them? Or can you describe what we mean by love?
Mm.
Not to push on a spot or anything, just asking.
Yeah. If you would put love, let me say this. That's a great question. If you put love into your Google, there are 7 billion. Did you hear what I just said? People, there are 7 billion plus places you can go to about love. That's a lot. and you just ask me how to explain this, I can tell you this. I can tell you what the Bible says about love. Love covers a multitude of sins. Think about that for a minute.
One thing that's helpful to me is, I believe it's in Proverbs, it says, it's the glory of a man to overlook an offense. That ties right in with what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And my flesh wants to, and the Spirit says, keep your mouth shut. You know.
The woman caught in adultery, I'll get right to you. The woman caught in adultery, right? When she came there and all the accusers left and dropped their rocks, remember what Jesus did? He said, where are your accusers? They're gone. He said, neither do I accuse you, right? Go and sin no more. He did not give her an hour and a half lecture on why adultery was wrong.
Right.
He loved her. He gave her respect. You don't have to love everything people do, but you can respect them as a person. Know that they're better than that. And encourage them not to sin anymore. Go ahead.
I was going to say, when I think about what Mike was, the difference that you're looking for, Mike, when it comes to the parable of the Good Samaritan, the Samaritan and the Samaritan, they were enemies. However, as that Jew was laying on that road and biblical history tells us that that road that the Jew was laying on was an extremely dangerous road. Murderers and robbers hung out on that road and hiding to catch people. However, seeing his enemy laying in such a dangerous position in that road, he stopped. And this man, obviously based on that parable, was obviously a man who had money.
Yes, he did.
He told that the person to take care of him, and I will pay you. Mm-hmm. You know, anything you spend over and above, mm-hmm. I will come back and pay you. So, I'm not telling people to go out there and put yourself in harm's way for anyone, but that's a very good example of love of showing love. To someone that you don't like.
I was going to use that example. Thank you. There's later lessons coming up. But listen to this. Okay? Think about that story she's talking about. What did those Christian, God-loving people do in that story? They did this. Listen, they probably played a one of those, what do they call it, those tunes, or the espionage tunes. Dun, 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 dun. And they got around. They didn't go right up. They didn't help somebody in need. You're right. The difference between loving and not loving is giving them time, is being what Jesus said. They're your neighbor. I'm your neighbor. Whether you know it or not, you don't have to like me, but you have to love me. Go ahead.
I think the difference between like and love is, in the situation of love, you have to take yourself out of the situation, and then you're able to love.
Do you hear what he... That's good.
Take self.
You have to... Exactly. You have to be doing this. Do you hear me? It's got to come out. It's not a... You know that sin drives us inward? God drives us outward? Let me say that again. Sin drives you inward. God drives you outward. Everything he did was for other people, right? His whole life. And he wants us to be like him. That guy who, the Good Samaritan, he came out. Those other guys went in. We're in church. Listen to me. We're here. We need to get out. Out of this room, when you go out into the church, I hope that you're looking for somebody you've never met before, and you can go up to them, and if they're a Christian, if they've been going here for a long time, I'm going to hope that I love you.
Amen.
And it means nothing if I don't do it with love. Yes, sir. Go.
How about even here, if there's somebody you don't know?
you should be doing. Hey, this is the best. You know the best place to practice being a wolf is when you're with wolves. No, really, I heard that before. When I was around some guys and they were talking big about being husbands, that's what they said. But when you're around a woman, you don't talk like that. Just letting you know. Good advice. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go.
Just real quick, I would ask all of us to be praying. This is a real life situation that we're contending with right now. With the move of this classroom here, there are some very unhappy people still that are very disgruntled and are speaking it. Okay? It's hard to hear. And I have to be honest and tell you, I had that experience this morning for the fifth time from the same person. And I just didn't know how to respond. And I'm thanking you because now I know how to respond appropriately.
Okay.
Right? And that's really the answer to it. You know, I don't like what they're saying, but it's okay. I can still love them. And that's what I need to do. So I just thank you for that.
That's redundant words. That's redundant words.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Just the only thing is, listen, I want you to please decide today. Please nail something down in your life that you go out of here with. Please. If not, you have to get a shot. That's it.